is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, October the 17th, 2013. It was on this day in 1933 Albert Einstein moved to the United States to teach at Princeton University. He'd been in California when Hitler took over as chancellor, when Einstein's apartment, his summer cottage in Berlin were raided, his papers confiscated, his bank accounts closed. He returned to Europe, handed in his German passport, renouncing his citizenship, and considered offers from all over the world, Paris and Turkey and Oxford, eventually decided on Princeton, though he had his hesitation about Princeton, because it had a quota system in place that allowed only a small percentage of the incoming class to be Jewish. In 1938, a survey was taken among incoming freshmen at Princeton, which ranked Einstein as the second greatest living person, and first place went to Adolf Hitler. It's the birthday of Arthur Miller, the playwright, New York City, 1915. He wrote a play, All My Sons, was a big hit in 1947. Miller used the money from the play to buy 400 acres of farmland in Connecticut, where he spent several months building a cabin by hand. And as he built it, he thought about his next play, which would have a salesman and the salesman's wife and two sons. He knew how it would begin, but he wouldn't let himself get started writing until the cabin was finished. And the next day, he woke up, he started writing, wrote all day, had dinner, wrote until he'd finished the first act in the middle of the night. When he finally got in bed to go to sleep, he found that he was crying and his throat was sore from speaking and shouting the lines of dialogue. The play was Death of a Salesman, first produced 1949, about Willie Loman, about whom Miller wrote, "For a salesman, there is no rock bottom to the life. He don't put a bolt to a nut. He don't tell you the law or give you medicine. He's a man way out there in the blue, riding on a smile and a shoeshine." Death of a Salesman has gone on to be the most widely produced play in the world. Here's a poem for today by Bernadette McBride, entitled Flying Lessons. We'd hide in those years, Kate and I, behind the last station in the bio lab, sneaking down from our dorm room, certain Sister Andrea didn't know. Smoking Salems, we giggled above the slant of a copped flashlight shrunk to Lady Chatterley and John Thomas, spirited from the nun's private library, where we smiled our way by dust cloths and pledge. We lived as sheltered vagabonds then, roaming the convent halls in curlers and bunny slippers, dipping out of sight at the swish of habit skirts, the click of rosary beads, the bed-check patrol we sidetracked with puffed-up pillows buried beneath blankets in the low glow of a Virgin Mary nightlight. Our days opened and shut like the hard-backed books we lugged around in drawstring sacks from class to class, skimming their surfaces like fledglings dipping at the skin of a lake. Only half mindful of the lessons electric in the passion of our teachers, half alert to the gaining weight of our widening minds. Flying Lessons, a poem by Bernadette McBride, from Waiting for the Light to Change, published by Word Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.